From many elements, this beautiful creation that celebrates a circle, cycles of life. Rainer Maria Rilke writes, I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I will give myself to it. I circle around the primordial tower. I've been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song? Science has disproven that alchemy is a thing. Apparently, there's not a way to turn copper ore or iron into gold. But a gardener might disagree. They experience firsthand that the scraps they put in yield a miraculous, life-giving, life-nurturing, and life-sustaining outcome. But you know where the most references to alchemy, to transformation, reside these days? With the spiritual life. Spiritual alchemy is the practice of inner transformation, healing and freeing the parts of ourselves that need to be changed. By transforming these parts, it leads to inner liberation, the freedom from our fears, freedom from beliefs that no longer serve us, leading to self-acceptance. We all have the potential to transform our lives, at least our inner lives. We may not be able to turn iron into gold, but alchemy did lay the groundwork for many other processes, glass and ceramics, dyes, inks, paints. It's the journey, not the destination, right? Circles that reach out across the world over thousands of years. It sounds so amazing, and it is, but it also may mean confusion, tears, grief, sleepless nights, or exhaustion, and not wanting to even get out of bed. It may mean that we feel completely worthless and broken. But we're never without the ability to repair, to see that the broken also is beautiful. It benefits us and our world if we find ways of deepening our own relationship with the sacred dimension of life. Alchemy's greatest achievement is to create a relationship between our inner world and our outer world. Alchemy is the art of transformation, inner liberation, and change. That sounds complex, and it is. But sometimes it's as simple as getting out of bed, taking a walk, praying. Sometimes it's as simple as the loving kindness meditation. And I invite you into a experience of that now. I invite you to sit in a way that's comfortable for you. It's often they'll say put both feet on the floor, but I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to find the place that's comfortable for you. You may want to sit with cross your legs or tuck one leg up underneath you or fold your arms. Find your way to what is comfortable. You may want to close your eyes or focus on the chalice flame or a particular point. And then begin to relax your body, take a breath, a comfortable breath for you. It may help to breathe deeply and let that breath go with a sigh. Find your organic and natural rhythm and pace for your breath. And as you breathe, allow your body to be softer, more relaxed, loosen. Let go of your thoughts and just be. And then for the next few moments, for the next few breaths, feel or imagine the breath moving through the center of your chest and the area of your heart. Then sitting quietly, hold an image of yourself in your mind's eye. Mentally repeat, slowly and steadily, the following or a similar phrase. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. While you say these phrases to yourself, allow yourself to sink into the intentions they express. If feelings of warmth, friendliness, or love arise in your body or mind, connect to them. Allow them to grow as you repeat the phrases. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be at ease. And now bring to your mind a friend or someone who has deeply cared for you. Hold in your mind's eye an image of that person and repeat the phrase for them. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. As you say these phrases, allow yourself to sink into the intentions they express. And if feelings of warmth, friendliness, or love arise in the body or mind, connect to them. Allow them to grow as you repeat the phrases. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. And now bring to your mind someone with whom you have difficulty. Hold in your mind's eye an image or symbol of that person and repeat the phrase for them. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. And if those feelings of love and warmth arise, honor that. But sometimes at this part, instead of that, opposite feelings may arise. Take these feelings to be signs that your heart is softening, revealing what is held there. with whatever patience, acceptance, and kindness you can muster for those feelings. Direct loving kindness toward those. And remember that there's no need to judge yourself for having these feelings. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. As best you can, stay with the phrases directed either toward your feelings or toward the person with whom you have difficulty. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. And then again, circle back. See yourself in your mind's eye. Send loving kindness toward yourself. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with love. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with love. Bring your awareness now back to your breath. If your eyes are closed, take a moment to come back to your awareness of your body. Shift your body a bit. Breathe. And breathe again.